From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Gia Billy reporting. U.S. allies in Europe offered a cautious welcome to the American missile strikes on a Syrian military base overnight. The military action was in response to a chemical weapons attack on a rebel-held town, which the West blames on the regime of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. Washington acted alone in targeting Syria's Shayrat Air Base, but key European allies offered Washington their backing. Britain's Defense Secretary Michael Fallon said his government fully supports Washington's decision. German Chancellor Angela Merkel told reporters the attack was understandable given the dimension of the war crimes, the suffering of the innocent people, and the blockage in the UN Security Council. Turning to the rest of the world, Moscow views the move as an aggression against a sovereign nation on a made-up pretext. But Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull expressed support.
The Australian government strongly supports the swift and just response of the United States. This was a calibrated, proportionate, and targeted response. It sends a strong message to the Assad regime. Australia was not involved in the strike, but we remain fully committed as a coalition partner to our ongoing military operations in Iraq and Syria.
The Senate Friday morning confirmed Neil Gorsuch to the Supreme Court. The vote was 54-4 and 45 against, mostly along party lines. Only three Democrats sided with a GOP majority. Vice President Mike Pence presided over the vote but was not needed to break a tie. This is VOA News. Turkey has welcomed the U.S. military strikes against a Syrian airbase in retaliation for the use of chemical weapons against rebel forces. Ankara is now looking to its Western allies for a more sustained and aggressive stance against Damascus. Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
The barrage of U.S. missiles early Friday morning targeting a Syrian airbase has been applauded by Ankara. Deputy Prime Minister and government spokesman Nurman Kurtulmuş, speaking on Breakfast TV Friday, said he hopes the attack would herald a more assertive policy by Washington against the Syrian regime. Kurtulmuş said, "We do not only want to hear words, but we want to see action. In this regard, the U.S. strike on the military base is significant and meaningful. Turkey, one of the main backers of Syrian rebel forces, has been pressing its Western allies, in particular Washington, to take military action against the Syrian government. Political columnist Semih Idiz of Al Monitor website says Ankara sees a U.S. attack as an important opportunity.
Ankara is very pleased, of course. We see this clearly in the statements that are made. And now it wants this to be expanded to a mission to get rid of Assad.
Dorian Jones of VOA News, Istanbul.
At least two people were killed Friday in Stockholm, Sweden, when a truck crashed into a shopping mall. Stockholm police have confirmed two deaths and multiple injuries and have issued a warning to avoid the city center. Swedish Prime Minister said the crash resembled a terrorist attack. Swedish media reports up to five people have been killed and shots were also fired in the area. The U.S. unemployment rate fell to a nearly seven-year low of 4.5% in March. Friday's report from the Labor Department also said the economy had a net gain of just 98,000 jobs for the month. The jobless rate fell 0.2%, surprising most economists who had also predicted stronger job gains. Job gains were found in professional and business services and mining, while retail lost positions. Although the report shows the total number of unemployed Americans fell by over 300,000, there are still 7.2 million people out of work across the country. The UN Security Council has strongly condemned North Korea for its latest ballistic missile test this week. In a statement Thursday, the Council said it's concerned about Pyongyang's highly destabilizing behavior and flagrant and provocative defiance of the Security Council. In Washington, I am G. Abby Lee.
That's the latest world news from VOA.